Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Lamed Dalet. So the very elderly Barzilai, the age of 80, he could get a COVID shot anytime he wanted to. He was well over 75, and he looked like he was 100, according to some of the Mefarshim, has now come to help David cross over the Yarden as a last visit before David returns to Jerusalem. And David wants to repay him for his kindness, Vayomer HaMelech El Barzilai. And so the king said to Barzilai, Ata avar iti, you cross over with me. Come with me to Jerusalem. V'chalkalti oscha imadiv Yerushalayim. And I will support you with me in Jerusalem. Come be a member of the king's court. We have seen multiple times that David has a tremendous quality of Hakaras HaTov. And we have pointed out that Hakaras HaTov is one of the things criticized the most in the Nach that we have seen when somebody doesn't show it. So David wants to give him Mida Keneged Mida and to put him in his house. And we'll see later, Barzilai is about to turn it down because he's older, but David will find a way to repay the family. Lamed Hei Vayomer Barzilai El HaMelech, and Barzilai said to the king, how many years do I have left to live that I should go up with the king in Yerushalayim? So I'm not sure I have that much time left. Rashi says, Asher Yeshli L'chayos. How much life do I have left that I should leave my hometown and go to Yerushalayim? So even if it was for practical purposes, there's no, the Malbim says, there's no reason for me to go because practically speaking, I haven't got that much time left for me to go up to Yerushalayim. Even all this goodness, this favor that you would do for me, why bother? Furthermore, Lamed Vav ben Shmonim Shana Anochi Hayom. I am 80 years old today. So I don't know if it was actually his birthday or not. But Ha'eda ben Tov L'ra. Do I know the difference between good and bad? And we see that there are multiple possible meanings for this. Do I know the difference between good and bad? So the first meaning, directly, as he continues, im yitam avdecha es asher ochal, ves asher eshteh. Can I really taste? Maybe he had COVID. He had no smell and taste. But can I really appreciate the taste of that which I eat and that which I drink? You have such fine food, delicious, rich food. It's going to disagree with me. I'll have GERD. I'll have acid reflux. It's not going to do me any good. Imeshma od bekol sharim visharos. Can I hear anymore the voice of the men and women singers? Ooh. Call Isha a question on that, but I can't hear. I won't appreciate the music. V'lama yiyah avtecha od lamasa el Adoni HaMelech. Why should your servant continue to be a burden on my master the king? So he's saying, I'm not going to appreciate it anyway. So Rashi's initial pshat is Bein Tov L'ra. Do I know the difference between good food and bad food? It doesn't make a difference. It's just sustenance. I eat tuna fish and a little cracker. I'm fine. A little bit of herring. I don't need anything fancy and complicated. But Rashi also brings down what I mentioned before, the pshat from Gemara Shabbos Kufnun Beis, which is Shatuf Bezima Haya. He had been drowning. He had been immersed, dipped into a life of physical pleasure. And this is why Lefichach Kaptza Olav Zikna, that's why old age had jumped upon him suddenly. I'm not going to enjoy the pleasures that would be there. The physical pleasures of this world won't do it for me. Others say Ha'eda Ben Tov L'ra is a reference to a diminishment of his mental acuity. He didn't have dementia or anything, but I can't tell any more clear thinking to give wise counsel to you. So my benefit to you would be limited if you bring me there. Because honestly, I can't necessarily distinguish between what's a good idea and what's a bad idea. So don't take me back with you. There's really no point. So instead, Barzilai proposes, in Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Kimat Yavor Avdecha Es HaYarden Es HaMelech. your servant will basically just cross the Jordan with the king. Why should the king reward me by bringing me to Yerushalayim? So he's also suggesting crossing the Yarden is about as much as I can take. The Gemula Hazos, what you trying to be Gomel Tov to me, is actually going to be bad for me because the stress and of the journey, the physical stress, the hardships of the journey are going to be more than I could take. If I die or become sick on the way, then all the good I did for you is going to be repaid with bad. So it's better that I don't even try. It's better that I don't go. Instead, Lamedchas Yashav Na Avdecha Va'amus Bi'iri, let your servant, please, I beg you, return and let me die in my hometown. Im Kever Avi Ve'imi, and be buried with or near the graves of my parents, my father and my mother. V'hine Avdecha Chimham. But instead, your servant Chimham, Yavar im Adoni HaMelech, will cross over with my master the king. Chimham was his son. You should do for him which is good in your eyes. So I'm going to send my son with you because he's in a position to enjoy everything you're offering. And in fact, Rashi brings down from Malachim that to Shlomo HaMelech, David tells Shlomo, show kindness to B'nai Barzilai HaGiladi and let them eat at your table, because when I fled from Avshalom, your brother, they came near to me and they saw to my needs. So we see that not only does Barzilai have Chimham, but he has others as well. What's interesting is that Chimham's name comes up again in the Nach. He comes up all the way late in Sefer Yirmiyahu when the famous Gedaliah ben Achikam is murdered by the Jewish people, leading to more tsaros around the period of the Churban, that Yochanan ben Kareach took the remnant of the people and they dwelt in Gerus Chimham, which is by Beis Lechem, to go into Mitzrayim. So Rashi and Radak say in Sefer Yirmiyahu, Im Yeretz Hashem, I'm sure we'll get there sometime in the next 10 or 15 years, based on the Targum, that Chimham lived by Beis Lechem, land that was given to him by David in the area of David's hometown, David's place of birth in Bethlehem. And so Barzilai's descendants also are counted later in Sefer Ezra as being those who returned from the Gullus in Bavel, which many people chose not to do, but Barzilai had a very righteous family with very righteous descendants, as comes up later in Tanakh.